B-Pod Studios.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
No, I'm thinking.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's time to party.
It's time to party.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking.
Thank God it's Friday, huh?
Thank God it's Friday.
That is basically the same thing.
Basically, yes.
So, basically,
we are on the same page.
It's Friday.
And
it's showtime. Get out there.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. Yes, you made it to Friday. You thought yesterday was Friday. No, you finally got there after a long week. Am I right or am I right?
It was a long week.
It really was. But I have good news for you, though.
Really?
I do, especially for you.
Really? Does it involve food?
Close. Close.
Okay.
Food and drink.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Today is Bartender Appreciation Day.
That's
now.
Nice.
I want you to get out there. Be careful.
Don't worry.
Don't appreciate too many of them.
Dave Falcone's my personal bartender.
Well,
he actually made me a Manhattan last night.
Did he really?
Yes. He made my friend like a Negroni.
Jeez.
Yeah. He's good.
Well, today is National Bartender Day Appreciation Day, so it's good. They picked a Friday.
That's a great day.
I like it. Like
you can. There are apps that Dave Falcone follows where you can follow who your favorite bartender who's behind the stick. That's what they call
it. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Behind the stick.
Well, I don't know what the app is, but like then he'll get a notification that his like favorite bartender, a drink is on.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll want to go, and then I say no.
What?
Yeah.
There's an alert for your favorite bartender?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
That's serious.
That's a sign you have a problem.
So. There's an app
you
for
appreciate
that.
Oh, gotta a go. Bartender.
Joel the bar.
No, that's true.
That's
Ezra
crazy.
Is his favorite bartender.
Dude, now, where does Ezra work? Sorry,
Brian. Drink. It's right in South Boston.
Where else would Ezra work?
Yes.
Right, drink.
It's a great bar. Yeah. You got to go.
I got to go.
I'm actually going to a city to visit maybe one of your favorite bartenders.
Are you
this
going
weekend.
To Portland?
I am.
Are you
going
to see Sam?
I might. I don't know.
Sam is my favorite
where
bartender.
Where does he work again?
He works at like Oyster something.
And he wears a knife.
He used to work at Central Provisions and he has a knife.
Tell him Lauren said her
going.
Please do.
I couldn't mention bartenders without your favorite bartender.
Oh, he's so handsome. I'm sorry.
I told you
I'm
it was her
distracted.
Day. Right?
Puddle over here.
Oh, he's so handsome.
He's so just turned. Look at her. She's gone now.
Why isn't the camera on now? If you can see LBF.
Sam.
For folks who've maybe LBF folks have missed the big Sam, you know, thing. Could you explain, Sam?
Well, I was in Portland a year ago. And I met the man of my dreams because he was a bartender at Central Provisions, and he was the biggest, burliest, handsomest, tatted up man with a little ponytail, and he served me drinks.
And he had a knife on his
And he had a knife, and I was like,
That was for oysters. He was a shucker.
I was like...
Does he shuck, too?
I hope so. Only in my dreams, Bob. Only in my dreams.
We don't know what he's shucking, but he's your favorite shucking bartender,
yes,
I'll tell you that. Well, anyway. See, I didn't mean to take you there. My Brian did.
I'm so glad you did. My palms are actually sweating.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
I'm not even kidding.
I feel we should wrap this break up, but I feel wholesome compared to you. I really do. Really? Yeah, I do. Tomorrow night, we're going to go see the Boston Pops. I'm taking my wife, Carolyn, her sister, Ellen, and mother-in-law, Bev.
That's
a
wholesome.
Nice outing.
Yes.
Right? There won't be any
There's no sweaty palms
up.
There.
No shucking either. Nobody's shucking anybody.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Lately, I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, what's cool, LBF?
Well, if you're going to, there's actually something really cool in New Jersey, if you can believe it.
Since I left, okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Good to know. New Jersey.
Okay, New Jersey. All right,
Brian.
It's Super Bowl weekend.
Huh?
High school football Super Bowl start today.
Look at that.
Oh, really?
It's going to be cold this weekend, too.
Football weather.
That's good football weather. All right. And I'm going to tell you all about the... do you have a fireplace at your house?
No.
Oh,
my
too
big
bad.
Regret.
Yeah, well, for
well,
folks who
that's
do...
That's it, huh?
One of them. It's on the list.
For folks who... who have a fireplace, I have the ultimate log for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, stick around for that. All right, sponsored by Lord & Taylor. Hey, friends. Well, okay. Hey, friends. Friends and family.
Do it like Jim Nance. Come on. Yeah. Hi,
that's
friends.
That's what he was doing here, right? That's what I was supposed to do. Hey, friends. Friends and family is on at Lord & Taylor. Time to get gifting. Take an extra 30% off almost everything store-wide.
Really?
And get 15% off almost all beauty and fragrances. All great gifts like cashmere sweaters, cozy coats, fragrance sets, and lots more. Friends and family at Lord & Taylor, friends.
Cool.
All right, LBF.
All right, so I was in New Jersey over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I drove by this massive structure that it looked like inside there was a roller coaster.
On the Pike?
And the, yes.
Yeah.
On 95, not, yeah, the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that?
What is that?
What is it? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the American Dream Mall.
Right.
And it's a big mall. There's like a Saks Fifth Avenue. There are 450 stores. But this weekend, they opened up part of the... there is actually a roller coaster in this mall. But now there is a ski slope inside this mall.
This mall has taken 20 years
yes,
to build.
It has.
Right? It's insane.
But finally, it's got a real snow, year-round, indoor ski slope. It's 180,000 square foot, 16-story ski slope with three trails, four lifts, and Lindsay Vonn was on hand for the grand opening. It was yesterday, actually.
Did she crash?
She did not crash.
Okay. It's a funky-looking building, right?
It is very... It's like... It's
like
noticeable.
A slope. Yeah.
And I guess there are 450 retail shops, tons of places to eat, but the entertainment is really insane. There's an indoor NHL-sized ice rink. Nickelodeon Universe is the indoor theme park. There's going to be a water park. There's a performing arts center.
Oh, it's in New Jersey, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a water park.
It's a water park.
Yeah.
Water.
There's going to be two miniature 18-hole golf courses. But this, it's crazy.
It is insane. It did take 20 years to build this American dream.
Yes, yeah, so if you want to go skiing in New Jersey indoors.
Edison, New Jersey. Is that Rutherford?
Rutherford.
It's near the stadium.
Nice. Yeah, nice
it's like
they,
we're all like the oil refinery.
Oh, it's beautiful. Just beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. It smells wicked good.
Follow your nose to skiing.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Brian Bell.
Well, for all the high school kids, this is Super Bowl weekend, and I want to shout out because kicking it off tonight at 5 o'clock, the Division 8 game, my town, West Bridgewater Wildcats, with first-year head coach Justin Kogler.
Wow.
They're 11-0 this season. Mm-hmm. I've gone to a couple games. They're so much fun to watch that they are playing St. Bernard's. They're 8-3. I think we can do this, Wildcats.
So what if they win tonight or whoever
this
wins?
This is the state championship for every division.
So they don't move on.
What division
it's
are
like
you guys?
Division 8.
So that is it. State championship.
State championship for all the divisions.
You get a
division
off trophy.
That's right. Division 2 is tonight at 7:30, Lincoln Sudbury Mansfield, and then tomorrow there are games all day long at Gillette Stadium.
That's
fun. So these kids get to play at Gillette.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's amazing.
That's the American dream.
Yeah, and tomorrow 8 o'clock, Division 1. St. John's Prep versus Catholic Memorial is the big
those
title
boys from
match.
CM, I love
that's
them.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
In high school.
So have fun, guys. Hey, if your town is playing in a Super Bowl, give us a call and we'll let you cheer them on.
I like that. Brian, I'm afraid you, I hope you didn't jinx your team.
Why is that?
Because you mentioned yesterday we had all undefeated home teams.
Yes,
in the pros, and
a lot of people were mentioning it, Bob.
And as soon as, as you pointed it out,
I was the one
who jinxed it.
Bruins lost.
Don't you love that?
Yeah.
It's like when you watch the Patriots; you have to be in your chair, or they're going to lose. Right, the right chair.
Yep.
It's you. That's how they lost.
It's true.
All right, finally, KFC is back.
Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's a thing, LBF.
Yeah.
Sit in the right chair.
Oh, shit.
Hello. It's the magical time of year when you can make your house smell like KFC chicken. I love this.
Buy KFC chicken?
Yeah. I like KFC. No, you don't buy the chicken, LBF. Stay with me. The EnviroLog / KFC log. Smells like the 11 herbs and spices. It's a fire log. So
really?
Oh, my God.
Everybody's hungry, and they don't know why, or they can't find the chicken. That'll be fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Go to
so mean. Like, they would walk in and be like, wow, what'd you cook? And I'm like, nothing.
Have a fire going.
Yeah, really.
It's a chicken. I think this is something they should continue to do. They should do, like, the pizza log. You come in and you're like, oh, my God, I smell pizza. No.
Chocolate.
The bread log.
Yeah, bread log. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Cinnabon.
Yeah, the Cinnabon log. Just drive people crazy.
The biggest problem with the Kentucky Fried Chicken log is you have to put it out by pouring gravy on it. I don't know if you do that.
Put it on there.
Sure.
Wow, LBF, I apologize for bringing that up. I mean, Brian was going to go there.
Who doesn't like gravy? What's wrong with you, Pete?
Nobody doesn't like gravy. Nobody. All right.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
What's new
with you?
Nothing. What's new with you?
Oh, God. Yeah,
come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I knew it.
Oh, God. What's
I can't
happening
be stopped
to you? Something
that's
you
a little conny, but I
oh,
like it.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
Can't
that's
believe
good,
you fell for it.
I know.
I was going
to you.
I got it.
Oh, my God.
I knew where he was going with that. What's new?
Two dads, no waiting. Plenty of dad
oh
jokes.
Oh, my God.
You're so lucky, LBF. Oh, it's great. Come here and get these wonderful dad jokes. But you know what? We're not wearing khakis, so give us that.
Are you wearing pleats?
Not today. No.
Right.
No. So a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, we talked to Joe Firmani. If you don't remember, he is from Operation Service. Joe and his folks are the ones that they collect up to maybe 600 Christmas trees. It's their 9th annual Trees for Soldiers program. And he sent us a note, said, hey, I want to thank you guys for helping spread the word. We've already provided over 200 trees at no charge to the soldiers and are heading to Fort Devens today to hand out close to 150 trees.
Wow.
Now, that is easy to say. 150 trees, right?
Yeah.
That is enormous. Think about just one on the top of your
head. I know. It's incredible.
150 out of servicemen and women that cannot make it out to Leominster to pick one up. They're on pace to provide over 600 trees this year to our heroes.
That's awesome.
They were our WROR Morning Star.
Yep.
Remember that? So, a couple things. One, if you're doing something great like Joe is at Operation Service, all those folks, you know, let us know about it. Just email us at WROR.com. Go to our go to the website, and you also see the Morning Star there. You can nominate somebody. So that's good, Joe. Continuing to do wonderful things.
That's awesome.
Yeah, get you in the spirit, right?
Yep.
It's that time of year. Christmas music's on.
I'm waiting for the dad joke.
No, there's no dad joke. It's close, though. But maybe I've got some
music. I'm bracing
myself. No, I know. She's ready, Brian. I like it. Have you heard of the, speaking of the season, have you heard of the Naughty Noel album?
No, I have not.
It's early. I don't think the kids are up.
But okay.
Here's the album that it's available, I think, at record stores near you. Okay. Fine record stores. You might want to pick this up, okay?
Yeah. Christmas. The most wonderful time of year for family and children. Until now, Philco Records presents Naughty Noel.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, my God.
Had a very shiny.
Now the grown-ups can enjoy all these Christmas classics, too.
Grandma got
Now.
You get Jingle Bells.
Oh, what fun it is to in one horse open sleigh.
Frosty.
With a corn cob. And a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
And many more!
Jack Frost nipping at your.
These songs are guaranteed to put you on Santa's list!
Somebody waits for you.
Noel from Philco. Available only at Leechmere, Woolworth, and Woolco.
Yeah, well, you know, stocking stuffer would be great for that. You know what I love about that album?
What?
Well, besides everything, they actually don't say anything. All they're doing is bleeping songs, you know, lyrics.
It's
and
your
songs.
Filthy mind that goes there.
That's your mind, LBF, that took you there. All righty. So, anyway, coming up, speaking of dirt, dirty laundry. What's up?
What is the sexiest thing about Eddie Murphy?
Sexiest thing about it has anything to do with being a dad?
Anything to do with red leather?
Oh, yeah. Remember that red leather outfit?
All right.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right. Let's get some dirty laundry. Brought to you by Sullivan Tire. And LBF's going to have a quiz for you at the end for Blue Man Group tickets.
Pay attention.
All right.
What's the sexiest thing about Eddie Murphy? Is it his smile? Is it his sense of humor?
Yeah.
Is it just his predilection for giving hookers rides?
Okay.
That happened. Remember that?
Just once.
Oh, you don't? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the thing to do back in the day.
It was a very Hugh Grant / Eddie Murphy thing. Well, no. Eddie Murphy claims that the sexiest thing about him is that he has 10 children.
That's sexy?
Wow.
I don't
he
think
has 10 kids?
10 children.
Dang.
Not
Eddie.
To me.
He's been busy.
Yes.
Okay.
5 different moms.
Okay, 5
no
moms.
No judgment. I'm just telling the tale.
No.
That's great, because 2 kids is just about right. You just did it 5 times.
Okay.
He was on Ellen, and he said he was proud to have 10 kids, and that's great, and that it doesn't seem like a lot to him. He said, it's funny the reaction people give me. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy, how much does that cost? And women are kind of like, there's something sexy about it. I'm more of the
sexy.
Men. I'm like, that costs a lot of money.
It costs a lot of money.
And also, it's like a lot of love going out to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having one kid is very difficult because you just want to protect them and love them so much.
Yeah.
If 10... Yeah. I'd be exhausted.
You'd be exhausted.
I'd be in the hospital.
You'd have to have 5 different dads to help you.
Right, to help me. Now, that sounds
5
like fun.
Yeah.
Now that you put it that way, Bob.
Yes, she's in.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Right. I'm totally looking at this in a different light.
What are the kids' names, LBF?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna run down. Angel, Bria, Shane, Miles, Max, Izzy, Bella, Zola, Christian, and Eric.
They're all pretty common names, right?
His wives and lovers.
Yeah.
Let's see, his first child was with Paulette McNeely.
Yeah.
And then he had a kid with Tamara Hood Johnson. Mm. And then he had a baby with Mel B from the Spice Girls.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think he may have.
Okay.
And then he was married to Nicole Murphy, and they had 5 children.
Wow. Okay.
And then they divorced, and now he's married to a 36-year-old Australian model. Of course he is. And they have 2 children.
No.
And there's a picture of him that was just taken last Christmas with all of his 10 children. And it's nice.
All the stockings?
No, I don't think any stockings. Well, I mean, that's a lot of Christmas
that's
gifts.
That's a lot of gifts. Yeah.
I think.
All right, so remember
I think
this
he's making bad movies.
Yep.
I
could
know.
Be part of the quiz later. All right, what else is going on?
I just want to mention that Emma Stone is engaged.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Who's the lucky guy?
You know,
she's cute.
It's kind of rando. It's a guy who writes for Saturday Night Live. They've been dating since 2017.
Look at that.
Low key, right?
So there's a chance.
For
who? Oh, no, I mean, for
like a regular guy.
For regular
Rolly
guys.
Writers.
Yeah,
yes.
Well,
behind
you know.
The scenes, yeah. Not fancy.
Not
right.
Fancy at all.
Yeah.
His name's
so
Dave.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Guy's name Dave.
Dave McCary.
Look at that. His name's Dave. I told you.
You know what? Dave's are good guys to marry.
Right.
Usually.
Well, I think you married one yourself.
I have a whole group of friends. We all married Dave's.
That's awesome.
It's nice. Well, that's why I call him Dave Falcone, to differentiate from like the Dave Lennons and the Dave Renzies and all the other Dave's.
All the Dave's.
So there you go.
Yeah.
You want to do the quiz?
Let's do it. What are you going to ask? This is for Blue Man Group tickets.
This is for Blue Man Group tickets.
Okay.
Name one of Eddie Murphy's 10 children.
Okay, I thought you were going to say wives.
No, that's harder because only 5, but there's 10 kids.
10 kids. It should make it easy.
Name one. So what's our new number, Bob?
That's 888-410-1057.
Okay, so if you can do that, you're going to win a pair of tickets to Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse, and it's so much fun.
You have to remember one of the kids'
names. One. Okay. I rattled off 10.
You had 10 of them.
If you're not paying attention.
Listen, you can just say any name and have a shot. Let's
yes,
be real.
That's
right?
True.
Just throw a name on you. You had 10 of them.
Odds are in your favor.
There's a good shot. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, happy Friday. Congratulations. You made it to Friday. It was a long week. Let's be real.
I'm exhausted.
Well, first of all, you're coming off Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Right? So you had that short week, and then the week after that is going to be long. Then you throw in a triple header of snow.
Yeah.
Right?
It was tough.
Yeah. All right. So we're having fun today. We're doing things like giving away tickets to Blue
Man
Group. I'm having fun, LBF.
No, I am too.
Yeah. Gee whiz. All right. All right. Here's our little pop question. Trivia question you had after your dirty laundry. The question was?
Name one of Eddie Murphy's 10 children.
That seems easy
enough, right?
He doesn't even know their
names.
I know. All right, so let's see if you do. Name one. LBF gave you 10 in her dirty laundry. Hi, Shannon. You know?
I have a guest, Angel.
Is there an Angel, LBF? I remember Angel. I think you said.
Yes.
You
yes,
got
there
it.
Is. Yes.
Awesome.
Nice job.
Can you name any more?
Zola, was that another one?
Yep.
Wow.
You're good.
I can't remember any others.
There's an Eric, Max, and Miles.
Yeah. Well, you got it, Shannon. You want to go see Blue Man Group?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Oh, two tickets to Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse. Tickets also make great gifts. Blue Man Group will rock your world, blow your mind, and unleash your spirit. It really will. See Blue Man Group in Boston. Buy your tickets today at blueman.com.
That's Shannon. Congrats.
Well, thanks.
Okay, hang on, Shannon. We'll get you those tickets to Blue Man Group. All right, now the fun is just beginning. Dating disasters coming up next.
Yay!
Dating disaster day for Fridays. All right, so if you've never heard one of our dating disasters, here's how it works. If you've had a bad date in the past, maybe a bad first date.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And you want to share it with us because they're just awesome. We're going to give you a $100 gift card to 110 Grill. Okay.
Ooh, wow.
So phone lines, Brian, are phone lines open?
Phone lines are open, Bob.
Look at that. They're open. I love it when they're open.
Yeah.
Our operator's standing by.
Standing. Some are sitting.
Some are sitting. Get up, LBF. All right. So, 888.
Wait, I'm the operator in this scenario? I'm operator, not allowed to touch the button.
Operators are standing.
888-410-1057. If you have a...
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you, it's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki, great. Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
Okay, here we go. We love Fridays, not just because it's payday, last day of the week. It's first date disasters. They just keep coming, LBF.
It's great.
Just when you think there can't be any more out there.
It's good to get it out. It's good to talk about it.
Right? On a Friday, just purge. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
All right, we're going to start with Shannon. She has a first date disaster for us. Right, Shannon?
It took place about 10 years ago. Met online, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And nice gentleman, professional gentleman, sitting at the date. Put on some pretty nice high heels. And he decided to almost faint at the dinner table once he saw them.
Oh, no.
Really?
What? Oh, and why?
Gasped because he loved feet.
Oh.
He loved heels. But more importantly, he loved the feet and the heels. He proceeded to ask me to take my heels off. He then took...
During dinner?
During dinner. So I was a little in shock.
Okay, okay.
He then proceeded to take his shoes off and started to rub his feet.
Oh, my God.
While he looked at my feet.
Oh, okay.
At dinner?
At dinner, under the table, and I got to tell you, I'm not quite sure why I took my shoes off, but I think I was in shock.
Yeah.
I also think I was trying to be a little adventurous.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then when we were walking back to the car, because I was leaving,
mm-hmm.
he left one of his socks.
Jesus.
Imagine what he would do, like, at home, if he's doing that in a restaurant.
Think of that.
Oh, my
I never,
God.
I'm sure you never saw him again, but maybe I shouldn't even ask this.
Oh, please do.
But we have to. So I want to be clear. When he asked you to take off your shoes and then he started rubbing his own feet?
Yeah.
That was his thing, huh? That's weird.
That was...
Wow. And I think most ladies can't get a foot massage.
Well, he didn't even give her one.
Yeah, okay.
He was very selfish.
Yeah.
Actually, it's better. That's the takeaway.
Off.
Selfish.
And he took his socks off. All right. So that was it for him. One and done?
One and done. Gave
him the boot.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. All right, Stephanie. Let's get Stephanie's info. That's a great. So are you seeing anybody now? Anything going on?
I am remarried very happily.
I'm glad to hear that. Does he ever rub your feet?
Oh, yeah. That's part of it. And I don't
and don't touch his.
That's right. All right, Stephanie, great call. Thanks for sharing.
Oh okay, thank you.
Hey, Karen, you have a first date disaster?
Okay, yeah, I was around 15 years old, and my cousin set me up with her boyfriend's brother. Mm-hmm. And he was like a couple of towns over from me. I took a bus over there. I went into the house. I'd never met them before, met the whole family. And the mother was there soaking her feet in the kitchen. And she asked me to cut her toenails.
No!
Wow!
Yes, so disgusting.
What? Oh, my God.
And she was, when I went home and told my mother she had a stroke because the woman's a diabetic.
Oh my God!
I nicked her skin. She could have lost a leg.
Wait a minute. Did you do it?
I did it. What was I going to do? I was 15 years old. Never met these. You know, I was brought up to respect my elders, and I just did what.
You I don't know.
Poor
Naturally,
thing.
Naturally, I never saw this boy again.
No, I wouldn't think so. But I'm thinking I might try that sometime.
Oh, my God. So. That's just, no. So you didn't become a pedicurist?
No.
I think you ought to try that, LBF. If anybody comes to date your kid, just
soaking
your feet.
Can you clip my toenails? I would run. So that's like, I would rather have a serial killer there.
Wow. It's like a Stephen King movie. All right, Karen.
It was gross.
We got a foot thing going today. It's weird. All right. Wow. Thank you so much, Karen. Hope you're all good these days, right?
That's so nasty.
Have a good one.
Good.
Bye-bye. Have a good one. Afraid to ask sometimes about these disasters, but we needed to know. She clipped him.
That's disgusting. That foot fetish guy is so weird.
That was weird.
It's
right?
Weird. Well, it's just weird. You know, one time I had I was at a bar.
You're on the radio. You're on the radio.
And this guy came up to me and he liked my shoes and he got down right on the ground to inspect them, and I was like, "What is happening?
Wow."
Yeah,
the shoes?
Maybe it was the same guy.
Maybe. It was weird.
Okay. All right.
People are really strange in public places. I mean, fly a freak flag at home.
I want to know that restaurant. What restaurant were they at?
I know.
So guys get their shoes off?
Rubbing his feet under
shirt,
the
no
table.
No shoes, no service.
No shoes, no service.
Definitely all right. McDonald's then.
Phone lines are open. 888-410-1057. The biggest disaster, the best story today, gets a $100 gift card to 110 Grill. Awesome.
You have to wear shoes.
Wear your dang shoes.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Dating Disasters Friday.
Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
All right, here we go. We've got Cynthia on the phone. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
When did your dating disaster take place?
Oh, this is back when I was like 18 years old.
Okay. All right. Let's hear about it.
Well, my girlfriend wanted to set me up with this guy, so we went up to New Hampshire. We picked up a couple guys, and we decided to go to Hampton Beach.
Uh-huh.
And this was pretty late at night, and this is back before Hampton Beach was made over.
Uh-huh.
So we parked by the wall, by the beach, and the other two decided to get out and go walk around, and we decided to stay in the car, and all of a sudden, a cop car decided to pull up behind us because apparently we were past parking hours, and he decided to get us out of the car and took him on the other side of the car. I was on the other side. They were talking to me and talking to him, and I overheard them saying, "What is this?" And he's like, "It's a clip." He goes, "Looks like a roach clip to me." And the cop asked me if it was okay for him to look in the car, and I'm like, "Sure, go ahead."
Oh, that's your mistake.
All right, Cynthia, then what happened?
Well, they found a paper bag with some alcohol in it.
Oh, there you go. You're 18.
I'm 18, and they're like, "All right, we need to impound your car." and we're going to take you over to the police station.
Oh, jeez.
So we ended up sitting there for a half hour in the jail cell, and they're like, okay, I guess we let you go. So we're at Hampton Beach with no car. We had to call our parents.
On a payphone. Yep.
On a payphone.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure mom and dad loved that. They must have loved it.
Oh, but we did not tell them about the arrest area, and we did not tell them about getting, you know. Oh, the car just got towed because it was in the area.
Really? Did you ever tell them?
No.
No, well, you just
have to call on True Confession Tuesday, then.
Call Tuesday. Yeah. That sounds like a true confession, Cynthia. Are you married now? All good?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. Didn't see that.
But weed's legal, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Win some, you lose some. Yeah.
Well, hope you had some fried dough, okay? It is Hampton Beach. Thank you, Cynthia.
Oh,
here you go. All right, so it's still out there. We're still looking for the big dating disaster of the day. If you got one, 888-410-1057. $100 gift card to 110 Grill.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Here we go.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you, it's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki! Great! Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Never.
Good. Because I find you.
All right. Dating Disaster Friday. The best story today gets a gift card to 110 Grill for $100. Oh, you know it's National Bartender Appreciation Day?
Yes.
LBF?
Every day
should be National
Appreciation.
That's right.
Your bartender
All
day.
All right. So we got Paul on the phone with his dating disaster. When did that happen, Paul?
I was living in Florida at the time, and my buddy set me up with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I do mean set up. She was probably the most negative, nasty person I've ever met in my life.
How old were you guys?
About 20, and she was like 18, 19 years old.
Okay.
Went out to dinner. From the time we walked in the restaurant and got our meal, she did nothing but complain about previous dates and ex-boyfriends.
She was 18, you know.
I sat there, you know, waiting and waiting, and she looks at me and she goes, "So what kind of ass you gonna be?" And I'm like, I don't know.
That's pretty bitter for a teen.
I know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Florida,
I'm like,
man.
Geez, how many dates could this girl have?
Right.
Anyway, I grabbed the bill.
Yeah.
I went up and paid it.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back to the table, I grabbed a broom, and I handed it to her, and I said her ride was here, and I walked out the door. As I'm walking out the door, two tables on each side of it started applauding.
Yeah, like,
because they were listening to her complain.
Wow. So how long you guys been married?
I was like, oh, my God.
Paul, great story.
So great story.
That was a last date disaster.
I know.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye. Wow. She's 18, a little bitter for 18.
Right.
Already complaining.
At
what
least
kind of
21 before I got that bitter.
Did you get to 21? God. A lot of weird stories today. Good, really good.
Yes, that's what makes them wonderful.
You know what? We've had like a 3 feet story.
Yeah.
Foot fetishes and whatever. And Jamie, I think, has one on the phone, too. All right, Jamie, let's hear your first date disaster.
About 20 years ago, I met him at a bar in Quincy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear it.
So we go out on our date. Nice dinner, nice guy. We then go to the local bar in Marshfield with a couple of his friends playing pool. Total dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend notices my feet. I had some cute strappy sandals on. It was summer.
Yeah.
It was hot, so my feet probably were dirty. This bar was the kind of place that had, like, wood chips on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Roadhouse?
It was the Roadhouse.
Oh,
yeah.
I had a feeling you'd know that one.
Well done.
Yeah. Gross place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was fun. We were just playing pool, hanging out. We knew the bartender and stuff, so it was fun.
But your feet were dirty, right?
I would think so. They like, yeah. I mean, I'm the kind of person that goes home and washes their feet at night before bed.
Oh, nice.
Because I hate that. Anyway, so, but the guy, his friend,
looked at my feet and thought that they were nice and took my sandal off, and he said he was going to lick my foot, and I didn't think that he would do it, so I let him. I thought he was just, like, joking, and he did it. He actually, like, licked my foot. He had it real tight so I couldn't pull it away, and he was, licking between my big toe.
Oh, my God.
And I was like...
That's called shrimping.
Oh, it is. Yes. Oh, God. It was awful.
You know that's
couldn't
what
believe
it was called,
it.
Jamie? You were shrimped?
I didn't know that was called. Yeah, you got shrimped. That's a new one for me.
Yeah, you got shrimped. So that wasn't your date, though, right?
No, that was his friend, his buddy.
God.
Wow, that's okay. Messed
How'd that
up.
End real quick?
We got married, and the guy actually came to our wedding.
Oh, my God. I love your story.
Wow. Been married 12 years. Oh, two kids. God. Very good.
You guys could probably use a night out, right? Could you use a night out?
Sure, absolutely.
All right.
I wonder if they had shrimp at their wedding.
Oh, my God.
Jamie, let's see. Jamie, was there shrimp at your wedding? Jamie? You still there?
Oh, no.
Oh, she was listening to herself on the radio, I thought.
Oh, Jamie. No shrimp cocktail, huh?
No, I think there was, actually.
There better be. Bet that guy was all over it.
Yeah.
You got shrimped. I never heard that before. That is.
I get just, you know, sometimes I go on Urban Dictionary and look things up.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay, LBF.
Oh, no, that's nasty. Hey,
Jamie? So we got a $100 gift card for you to 110 Grill. Good?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You ever been before?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, enjoy it. They've got the comfortable, upscale, casual atmosphere complete with open kitchens, large horseshoe-shaped bars. We love those, don't we, LBF?
We do.
Yeah, it's fun. For any occasion, check out 110grill.com. Jamie, we love your story. And what's your husband's name?
Sean.
Does he get to go to 110 Grill?
Of course.
What's the guy's name who licked your foot?
You can't say that.
Oh, God. I'm realizing now I probably shouldn't have given my real name or his.
That's
no,
all right.
No, don't give his real name.
Don't give his real name, but I still think
he probably would get a kick out of it. We still know him.
We'll just call him Shrimpy.
All right, Jamie. Great story. Thanks for listening.
That's awesome.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll get all your info. So there you go. First aid disasters today. It took a weird turn.
It did.
Sure did.
Like I love a weird turn.
Like a bunion that just took a weird turn.
Oh, God.
Right? Am I right?
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Let's see what's in the dirty laundry bin. LBF, what do you got?
Christmas movies, viral men, and rich former presidents. Okay.
Yeah.
First up, Christmassy, the most Christmassy movie of all time.
Hold on to that. All right. I think Matt, do you have a guess on what that is? We have a problem with Matt, but I think he had a guess. But go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's Home Alone. That's what has been deemed the Christmassiest movie by a bunch of British people. So whatever. And I contend that while it's a great Christmassy, it's a great movie, and I watch it at Christmas a lot, especially with Lucy.
We've already
loves
watched
it
a thousand times.
I don't think it's the most Christmassy movie because
why
Uncle Frank's
it?
Mean.
Yeah.
And the parents are awful in that 80s way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That neglect. Why is it the most Christmassy movie?
The four main categories that they used were the number of Christmas references in each one, how they did at the box office, their reviews, and how much of a festive buzz they create year after year.
How could Elf not have won that?
It's number two.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, really.
Elf is much better.
And I know that everyone watches Love Actually.
Yep.
And it's Christmassy. Movie. I don't know if I love it anymore.
You don't love Elf anymore?
No, I love Elf. Elf is the best.
Yeah.
But, and I really like Home Alone because it just makes me happy. I don't know why. Kevin McAllister is awesome.
Because you're a child of the 80s.
Yes, also I am a child of the 80s. But Love Actually, I don't know.
Feel it in my
face. Don't go there, Brian.
Feel it in
my favorite Christmas movie, my most Christmassy movie, is The Family Stone.
The Family Stone.
Have you ever
Underrated.
Seen it? Underrated Christmas movie.
I don't think
movie.
I've ever seen
Excellent.
It. Seriously.
It's with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Uh-huh.
And what's his name from The Office? Isn't he in that one?
Which one?
Is he in that one? Oh, I'm thinking of a different one.
Nope.
I think it's in the same house, though.
Oh, okay. Diane Keaton's in it.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you've never heard of it?
The Family Stone?
The Family Stone. Yeah. It's another movie you need to watch.
I know Sly.
Including The Notebook.
In The Family Stone.
Not in the movie.
No, not
Sly,
in the movie.
Not Sly in the Family
Stone?
It's okay.
Really, really good. Okay. Put it on your Christmas list.
Is it next Netflix or anything like
it's
that?
It's probably streaming someplace. Okay. Just rent it for $2.99. You can do it.
Times are tough.
Dermot Mulroney's in
there. Dermot Mulroney, right? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Another dude with great hair. Okay. Great.
Jealous.
What is it?
You have great hair.
Yeah, not like Dermot hair. But,
yeah,
you know.
But he's grumpy.
And
you're not.
Nope, no.
All right.
Not grumpy. All right.
Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Has a lot of hair, and he has a lot of kids.
Yeah,
he told Ellen yesterday that women think he's sexy because he has 10 children. Yes, he has 10 children by 5 different women. No judgment. I'm just giving the facts.
Yeah. On our Facebook page, somebody mentioned it because you did it in the last Dirt Report.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Eddie Murphy is not sexy. We're not saying he was.
Yeah,
Eddie
thinks he is.
Yeah.
I don't think he is because of the Nutty Professor. Yes, he is.
He's
very funny.
Funny.
I would love to have him over for dinner. I just wouldn't want to date him.
No.
Because I'd get pregnant. Who needs that? And finally, the Obamas are now Massachusetts residents.
Oh.
Michelle and Barack Obama bought an $11 million home on Martha's Vineyard in Edgartown. They rented it this summer. It had been listed for sale for more than $22 million in 2015, and it was owned by the Boston Celtics co-owner, Wick
Grousbeck.
Yeah, Grousbeck.
Yeah.
Wick's
house. I guess Wick's
house.
Nice place. It's beautiful. It's really nice.
Little shack on an island.
Oh, it's like Chief Brody's little shack on the island. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
What's that worth now?
I know exactly how much it's worth.
Well, how much is it
worth
now?
It's worth $2 million. It's rentable. They've redone it, and it's rentable, and it's extraordinarily expensive to rent. It's $6,000 for a week.
That's extraordinarily expensive.
It's right on the water, though, and there's sharks.
Now you got it. All right, so there we have it. Steve has a point.
Talking about Family Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What does Steve have to say?
I know. Our line one's not working. Brian, please tell the IT team
that.
All right. That's what's going on. Okay. Coming up at 8:10, we had a winner this week, finally, with Super Smart in 60 Seconds. So give another shot at that. We'll see if we can break the bank with another $1,000.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz and LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Okay, talk about Super Smart, LBF and Brian. We have a MIT physicist playing today.
Whoa.
Let's say good morning. Try saying his last name. Brian Smigelski from Tewksbury's on the phone. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We're good. So that's true. You're a physicist at MIT?
That's right.
Man.
That is just so out of my wheelhouse. It's
right.
I don't even think we should share the same planet.
Oh, no. You know, what you are to being creative in LBF, Brian is to being physicist. We need both sides balanced.
I think we might need physicists.
No,
you know. More.
you, LBF, balance out the Bryans of the world. If we were all Brian Smigelskis, you know,
we'd be really smart.
Yeah. I guess that didn't work so much. All right, Brian, good morning.
Balancing the force. Good morning. Yes.
Balancing the force. All right, Brian, well, let's see if you are indeed super smart. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, you get them all right, you'll win $1,000, okay? That's how it works. And, of course, if there's any you're not sure of, say pass, we'll go back to it, all right?
All right. Hang in there, baby Jesus. I need some luck.
Okay. All right. I can't believe you're involving baby Jesus in this.
It could have been baby Yoda. All right, Brian, here we go.
How many children does Eddie Murphy have?
10.
Paul Stanley is the co-singer for which band?
Pass.
What is written on the helmet pictured in the poster for Full Metal Jacket?
Pass.
How many times are traditional Mexican refried beans fried?
Twice.
In which state was the first Walmart store opened?
Atlanta.
How many months did it take the Mayflower to cross the Atlantic Ocean?
Four.
How many stripes are there on the U.S. flag?
13.
Which is the highest state in the United States?
What's the highest state?
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
What movie star founded the hole-in-the-wall summer camps for ill children?
Pass.
On a standard color wheel, what color is opposite blue?
Yellow.
What Paul Stanley is the co-singer for which band?
Pass.
What is written on the helmet pictured in the poster for Full Metal Jacket?
Those were hard. Those
I know were, they were hard. They're hard for like they're hard for physicists.
All right,
but
what's
for,
Bernoulli's equation?
Yeah.
bonus question.
I figured since the lady won on Wednesday, they were going to be super difficult.
No.
Oh my lord.
LBF, you did.
I'm very proud that you got that Eddie Murphy has 10 children.
That was good.
So. I listened this morning, guys.
That was smart.
That
all
was
right.
smart of you.
See?
Well, you are a physicist, so that's good. We got 2 right, is what I got out of 10.
Holy cow.
Okay, all right. All right, Brian. Hang on now.
All right. Holy cow.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Okay.
Help me.
Grab the wheel, LBM.
Okay. You can't be perfect at everything. Paul Stanley is the co-singer for Kiss.
Kiss.
Oh,
what is written on the helmet picture in the poster for Full Metal Jacket, Born to Kill? Have you seen that movie?
Stanley Kubrick?
I have.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very dark.
If it makes you feel any better, Brian and I didn't get that in the pre-round, in the pre-test. We didn't get that either.
Cool.
Yeah.
How many times are traditional Mexican refried beans fried? Just once.
That's all.
Tricky question. Walmart was opened in Arkansas, started with an A, so Atlanta, you get half credit in my book.
Not that Atlanta's a state, but all right.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just being nice. How many months did it take the Mayflower to cross the Atlantic Ocean? Just two. Versus four. Yep. Just seemed like four, especially on that ship. Woo. The highest state in the United States, Colorado, in both respects.
Yeah, man.
Take
we made pot legal years ago.
Alaska.
Yeah, that's what Bob guessed Alaska.
I thought Alaska, too. But I'm not a physicist, so that's fine.
Movie star founded the hole-in-the-wall summer camps for ill children? Paul Newman.
Salad dressing.
And on a standard color wheel, the color opposite blue is orange.
Yeah, those were tough.
They were tough.
They were just odd, quirky questions. You weren't trying to be tough.
No. They were just a smattering of weirdness.
Honestly, I just have equations in my head, and if I learn anything new, the Homer Simpson effect happens, and it pops something else out that I know. So I'm just...
Don't do that. You need to know things.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if I learn things. Right. I'm pretty much not enough there anyway.
No. All right, Brian, LBF's going to be, think about it, all weekend. Yeah, I beat an MIT guy today on Friday.
Exactly.
But hey, as I always say, does anybody here leave empty-handed?
No.
All right, Brian, how about a $100 Venezia Boston gift card? Sound good?
That's awesome. Thank you.
All right, you take Mrs. Smigelski there and have a nice dinner, okay?
I definitely will. Thanks a lot for letting me play.
Award-winning Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
And right now, if you, through New Year's Eve, for every $250 online gift purchase, you get a $25 e-card. So that's something you just stick in your own pocket.
That's nice.
Put that in your stocking.
You can drink red wine and look at the water and think about equations.
There you go. Have fun, Brian. All right. Please visit VeneziaBoston.com for more information. Brian, have a great time there. Thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, if you guys think you're super smart, you want to win $1,000, just go to our website, WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got 3. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Brotzett, LBF, and Brian.
Well, the problem is we can't kick those pretty little field goals either. All right. Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during Sunday's game, 425 at Gillette. and visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Scott, good morning.
What's up, man? Bob?
Hey, yeah, did we get a kicker yet? What the heck's going on?
Good question. I don't think so. Last I checked, no, I have no clue who's kicking. I would assume it might be Bailey.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know. Unless they got something up their sleeve, I'm quietly going to add someone to the roster by today or tomorrow.
They got rid of Forbath, the other guy before that. All right, we're 10-2. I saw you in the hallway the other day, and I said, "Zo, are you concerned?" And you said, "Bob, we're 10-2. Look at the record. Nothing to worry about." Uh-huh. Still feel that way?
About this time last year, we were 9-5. We lost every program. It's the same offensive struggles in Miami that we're having this year. So, I mean, there are signs that the things they didn't do right last year, some of the things they're not doing right this year, but then they put four together and we're off and running.
Well, we got Kansas City. It's a great team. And we've struggled with those kind of mobile quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, we do, but we beat them twice last year. I think there's a feeling that you match up at times well against them and at times not because they're so dynamic on offense. They got a lot of team speed on offense, but our defense is a hell of a lot better than last year. That's one thing we do know. Mm-hmm. And I don't see Kansas City scoring in the 30s, but I think this game could be in the 20s.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Tom and the receivers? They're not on the same page or even the same field. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, he's not one of those guys that sort of allows the play to break down and then improvises, right? This offense is so precision specific as far as route running, what expects you to be, what he sees in coverage. And the two guys that are rookies playing in some tough spots on a very demanding offense, a very demanding quarterback. I mean, you just see he doesn't have those relationship problems with Edelman,
Right.
Dorsett should be a little better, but he's really not a one. He's a three or four. So we'll figure it out.
You don't seem concerned. I like it, right? I mean, Scott, I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, last year taught me a lot.
Okay.
I thought the season was over after the loss of Pittsburgh last year. And they went on a historic run, so it was pretty good.
Okay. All right. So, LBF.
All right, I do, too. All right, very encouraging.
Think about your
school. What are we doing now with her?
With her.
That lady.
LBF, what do you got for Scott?
I got to talk.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All right. Scott Zolak. We talked about things yesterday. We talked about weird deal breakers when you're dating. Yeah. Like, for instance, I couldn't date a guy with little stubby hands because I just couldn't. Yep. And so a lot of people talked about it. So what is your or was your dating deal breaker?
Oh, God. I told Bell off air. I mean, we can't say that on air.
Here we go.
No, you can say it.
Come on.
I can't say that on air.
Now you have to say it.
You can't say it.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Why don't you spell it?
Brian, what did he say?
Well, but I got another one for you.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, start dating this one or went on a second date, takes your jacket off, and her arms are hairier than mine.
Okay.
I'm talking a forearm.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Not a sleeveless dress.
Any other body parts that were really hairy?
Did she like bananas?
Oh, my God. What did he say?
No. I don't know. I just... But boy, you got that much hair on your arms.
that was
a tank top on, and that kind of went up.
That was a deal breaker. There
you
go.
You shouldn't tell us.
If the other one's a lot worse. Bell can tell you.
All right, he'll tell us off air. Good grief! All right, Scott.
I'm intrigued by this.
All right, we'll find out. We'll get. So don't you hang up on us because you're gonna have to tell us off air.
Yeah.
All right, Scott Zolak, give us a score of Sunday's game, please.
28-24 New England.
Ooh, he's going with the Pats. Zolak has not picked against the Pats all year, so that just for the record.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It's like he's a homer or something. All right. Okay, Scott, thank you. Hang on, don't go, because I'm dying to hear it.
He wants to hear it right from your mouth.
Right from your mouth.
Off the air.
Okay.
All right. You heard it.
Hurry up and play a song.
Yeah, all right, I'm playing.
Amazing. All right. The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Brotz and LBF and Brian. Happy Friday. Going to be a little bit cloudy today, but don't worry about it. 38 for the high. Maybe a little snow, a little sleet later in the afternoon. It won't accumulate to much. Partly cloudy, 26 tonight. Tomorrow, by the way, is cold, 33. For the game Sunday, At Gillette, it's going to be sunny in 38, but it's a 425 game. Zolak just predicted the score, 28-24 Pats. So there we go. So earlier we did our Friday dating disasters.
Brilliant.
It took a weird turn.
I love a weird turn.
It was weird, right?
Well, it's just fetishy.
It was,
a fetish Friday. Can we have one of those?
I think we did, LBM. I think we did. So people were calling with dating disasters, and then it just started. Someone called about a guy with a really weird foot fetish on a date, insisted on.
I think you don't even need to say weird foot fetish.
No, you're right. All right. I think you're right.
I think just foot fetish, weird is implied.
Fetish is weird. Gotcha. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But Jamie took the cake. She met a similar fate on a date. All right, so here's today's dating disaster winner, Jamie from Pembroke. All right, and we asked her when it took place.
About 20 years ago, I met him at a bar in Quincy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear it.
So we go out on our date. Nice dinner, nice guy. We then go to the local bar in Marshfield with a couple of his friends playing pool, total dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
And his friend notices my feet. I had some cute strappy sandals on. It was summer.
Yeah.
It was hot, so my feet probably were dirty. This bar was the kind of place that had, like, wood chips on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Roadhouse?
It was the Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I had a feeling you'd know that one.
Well done.
Yeah. Rose place. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was fun. We were just playing pool, hanging out. We knew the bartender and stuff, so it was fun.
But your feet
and
were dirty,
friend,
right?
I would think so. They like, yeah, I mean, I'm the kind of person that goes home and washes their feet at night before bed.
Oh, nice.
Because I hate that. Anyway, so, but the guy, his friend, looked at my feet and thought that they were nice and took my sandal off, and he said he was going to lick my foot, and I didn't think that he would do it, so I let him. I thought he was just, like, joking.
Oh, my God.
And he did it. He actually, like, licked my foot. He had it real tight so I couldn't pull it away, and he was, licking between my big toe.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
that's called shrimping.
Oh, it was. Oh, it is.
Yes.
Oh, it was awful.
Did you know that's
I
what
believe
it was called,
it.
Jamie? You were shrimped?
I didn't know that was called.
Yeah, you got
that's
know.
A new one for me.
Yeah, you got shrimped. So that wasn't your date, though, right?
No, that was his friend, his buddy.
God.
Wow, that's okay. Messed
How'd that
up.
End, real quick?
We got married, and the guy actually came to our wedding.
Oh, my God. I love your story.
Been married 12 years. Two kids. Very
well, you
good.
You guys could probably
Lots
use a
shoes.
Night out, right? Could you use a night out?
Sure, absolutely.
So we gave her a night out. And,
nice.
Yeah, 110 Grill, $100 gift card. Try the shrimp cocktail. You got to try the shrimp cocktail. I'm just saying, Jamie, you'll love it there.
God. You are twisted.
Like a pretzel. All right, for more. Hey, so thank you so much for all the great stories we got today. It's always amazing to us that we just never run out. So thank you. If you have one you want to tell us, go to WROR.com. Tell us about your dating disaster.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.